When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I want to play this audio for you guys from Jimbo Fisher. You know what? The football gods can't bless Lane Kiffin. I've determined that over the course of the last month or so, that the football gods cannot bless Lane Kiffin. So I don't know if you guys know all of the backstory, but Lane Kiffin said that some of his coaches, so some of the Ole Miss coaches have agreed to go with him to LSU. Some of them have agreed. He is letting some of them coach in tonight's game. Some of them cannot coach in tonight's game. Lane, if you're going to let him do it, then let him do it. But Lane is just, he's just being Lane Kiffin. Here is Jimbo Fisher talking about it.
Selfish. That's what it is. It's stupid. And because here's why I say that. He wanted a coach and thought he didn't get his way. So everybody get on the plane with me. You don't have a job. All right? And he makes them all go. Then he gets down there and takes a PR hit because it looks bad that you really don't care about the kids. Then he says, okay, you can go back. But here's where he screwed up.
He thought they were going to lose.
He thought they were going to lose to Georgia. Exactly. And then the portal thing was all over with, and it was going to be all over with. And he said, okay, I'll look like a hero. Yeah. Now he's got egg on his face because the real Lane came back out. You know what I'm saying? And if those guys were allowed to coach the first game, they should be allowed to coach the fourth. Because those guys are doing – those kids are doing something.
Yeah.
That you get one time in your life to ever
right.
do.
Literally.
That team and those guys, one time. And as a coach – listen, I know I've left a job. I get that. But if you took them on and said they're never coming back, that's fine. You set the rules of the game. You don't change the rules in the middle of the game. And as a coach, it's hurting the kids and it pisses me off.
I'm starting to not like Lane Kiffin. I've been kind of neutral on Lane, and sometimes I feel like people are kind of hard on Lane, and he kind of brings it on himself. But the way that he has handled his exit from Ole Miss, it's already a difficult situation. And in my mind, he has made it more difficult by just being a word I can't say. But I think he's been that for a very long period of time in this the whole situation. It was already difficult. His own selfishness, his own ego has made it far worse. And now approving some of your former coaches to work at Ole Miss and then not approving all of them to be able to do it. It just, I don't know why you are going out of your way to make it more difficult for Ole Miss as they are playing in the most important football game they have played since 1960. To a place that did nothing but love you, nothing but accept you. Lane Kiffin was on the outside of the club. He had been kicked out of the club. Ole Miss took a massive swing and chance on Lane Kiffin and was willing to make him the highest paid head coach in college football this offseason. They're willing to make him the highest paid head coach. And look at what he's done. That's just, I can't support this. The football gods can't support this. I now want to see Ole Miss win the national championship just despite Lane Kiffin for not being there. He can't win a championship at LSU. If you believe in karma, what goes around, comes around, and all that stuff, you can't wish the best for Lane Kiffin at LSU based off how he's done Ole Miss in his leaving.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I actually am taking a step further. I'm cheering against Lane in the portal. When Sam Leavitt said no, Brennan Sorsby. When Brennan Sorsby said no to his money, oh, it warmed my heart. Now he went to Tech where there was more money, but Lane Kiffin has found a way to make the college football semifinals, which should not be about the coach of LSU because they're not in this. He has made the college football semifinals about him, and it's really annoying. Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be the offensive coordinator at LSU. He's currently the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss. You know what he's doing tonight? Coaching. The running back coach, I don't know his name off the top of my head, he'll be next year's running back coach at LSU. He is currently the running back coach at Ole Miss. You know what he's doing tonight? Coaching. But there are other assistant coaches who are in the same boat. They're on the Ole Miss staff. They are departing for LSU, and yet they can't coach tonight. It doesn't make any sense. And it just feels like we have to keep asking Pete Golding this, and he doesn't really have an answer. And Lane Kiffin keeps walking around on basketball games with recruits and hanging out with Kim Mulkey, and everyone's talking about Lane Kiffin, and he's on the sidelines of the LSU bowl game, but then he leaves because he got to go. It's just Lane Kiffin has made this about Lane Kiffin, and it's really annoying. Really annoying.
I will say this. This is where I do like Lane Kiffin. And I think deep down, a lot of us feel this way. Sometimes you just want to see the villain succeed. You know? Like, part of why I like The Dark Knight, Rob, is I think a very different reason of why you like The Dark Knight. You want to know why I like The Dark Knight? It's because I was sitting there the whole time trying to figure out how Batman was going to stop this guy, because that guy seemed too powerful for Batman. He did. He seemed too powerful. Like, I hate superhero movies because I think they all have the same formula. Bad guy pops up. This thing happens. Superhero comes in, saves the day, gets the girl. I can't do the same storyline. That's why I like it. You want to know what we don't have enough of in sports anymore? We just don't have enough villains. Everybody's so brand conscious. Everybody is on social media, so you just get waves and waves at it. Like, nobody wants to be the bad guy anymore. You know what I do like about Lane Kiffin? I want to be the bad guy. Lane Kiffin is openly stealing another team's quarterback while sitting courtside at a college basketball game with another quarterback. Like, we all know that college football is dirty, and like, none of us really want to know how the sausage is made. Lane Kiffin really seems to be the only person that just openly embraces it and says, I don't care. Yes, it's dirty. And I might be the dirtiest, but I'm here to win. I'm not here to make friends. There is a part of me that kind of appreciates that about Lane Kiffin. We need people like Lane Kiffin. That's what makes sports talk interesting. Everybody in sports talk can't be Russell Wilson. You know, happily married, religious guy, good father, good husband. Everybody can't be that way. No, it's not fun when everybody's that way. I like when there's a little resistance. I like when there's some nonsense going on. Not like in a harmful way. I mean, Lane's not hurting anybody. Lane just only cares about himself. So there is a part of me that likes Lane and likes that he is embracing that he is the villain.
I don't disagree with you, but he's not supposed to be in this story. He's exited the story in chapter 5, and yet somehow he's still the villain in chapter 8 and 9. The villain story of him is next season. When he's at LSU, he chased the money. He's bringing in the big recruits via the money. All those things you said is next year's top storyline in college football. It's Arch Manning at Texas, Lane Kiffin villain era at LSU. Why is that story happening now? LSU's not playing games. They're not close to playing games. LSU's not trying to steal Ole Miss players, or if they are, we just don't know about it yet. The portal closes in a week, so we'll see. Lane Kiffin has found a way to put himself back in the story when he currently shouldn't be in the story. I'm cool with him being the villain on September 1st. It's January 8th. Your team is doing the same thing that Kansas, Missouri, and Kansas State are right now. Recruiting. Don't need to be a villain at this point in the story.